Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. Hello again. Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here, and this is episode 6 of the Podcast of Steel. Now, in just a few days' time, Portsmouth Comic Con is happening again, and I cannot wait. That'll be happening on the 3rd and 4th of June, and somebody that helps make this event so successful, it's one of its cosplayers, and they are a member of Dream Team Portsmouth, and it is Amy. Amy is my special guest, and now Amy also goes by Princess and the Sea on social media. But she is also Belle and Wonder Woman and a few other characters that will be revealed on this episode and at Portsmouth Comic Con this year. Amy was a fantastic guest, telling me her origin story and letting me know more about Dream Team Portsmouth and why being a part of this group means so much to her, and also why Portsmouth Comic Con is such a special place, such a magical event that we have both grown to love over the years. I really enjoyed learning more about what Belle and cosplay means to Amy. As always, I really enjoy speaking with passionate people and finding out more about what makes them smile. It's important to learn these things about ourselves and other people, which is why Amy was such a fantastic guest, and she has made me even more excited for the Comic-Con that is happening in just a few days' time. I will be co-hosting a comic quiz on the Saturday that I'm really excited for, but I will also be at Speaker's Corner talking about podcasting with Express FM. So if you are at the Comic-Con this weekend, come and say hello. I, of course, will have stickers. And Amy will be there as well, with the rest of the heroes from Dream Team Portsmouth. So, without further ado, please enjoy episode 6 of the Podcast of Steel, with my special guest, Amy, from Dream Team Portsmouth. Amy, thank you for joining me for the Podcast of Steel. This has been a long time coming, as most guests I seem to sort of talk to for many years before finally getting them on the show. But you are here now, so thank you for joining us. I can't wait to hear what you've got planned over the next few weeks. But please, if you could share your origin story with the listeners and watchers about who you are and what you get up to.
Oh, hello. So my name's Amy. I'm Princess and the Sea on the socials. I started off, so my origin story was really lockdown. My goddaughter, it was her 6th birthday, obviously couldn't have a party. So her mum said, I'm going to get everyone to do a video message and I'm going to get some of the princess characters to do it. And I went, I've got the Belle dress at home from that party years ago. I'll do one. As Belle and as myself, as her fairy godmother. So I did, roped in my neighbour to film it, went to the South Sea Rose Garden. And I thought, well, I can't do it in my house or my garden, she'll know it's me. So we went out really early, so it wasn't too busy. But still, the people that were there, the response was just really nice. It just really brightened up. Obviously, it was lockdown. It was a bit miserable, wasn't it? So seeing a princess wander around first thing in the morning, I think cheered up quite a few people.
Sure it did.
And then, I really enjoyed it. Sat on it for a few weeks. Because, I'm more so now, but, wasn't the most confident always. I was like, do I do something with this? I don't know. And then, obviously, as lockdown went further on, all the people homeschooling and things on our work Facebook page, I remember there being a post someone put, and she just said, we didn't know if we were going to keep our jobs and all that, and she was like, I am so stressed out, blah 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 blah. And I really snapped at my kids today. I feel awful. And I just thought, oh, do you know what? I might be able to cheer up those kids. So yeah, went on a lockdown walk with a friend, got a very strong margarita, came home and set up a Facebook page, a little bit of Dutch courage.
Always
And
helps.
yeah, set up a little Facebook page and then put it out to just work colleagues initially, and just said, look, if you want a little video for a princess, just send me a few details. And yeah, so I recorded some video messages from the library here. And yeah, again, all the feedback was lovely. It was just really nice getting to like know all these families as well, finding out what they love. I always ask what's their favorite book, and then I could look up the book and relate something about the character. And yeah, it was just, and again, just lovely feedback. And I got asked to do messages for all sorts of just random occasions, birthdays, like holidays that had been cancelled. Just like, oh, me and my friends are so looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, I just loved it. And then sort of, yeah, posting more and more on Instagram. And then that's where Mark found me, formerly of Go Geek. And yeah, we just formed a little Insta friendship. We clearly had a lot of the same values and beliefs, and we think the sort of the same about, being friendly and kindness, the importance of it. So yeah, Mark invited me along to an event, and yeah, loved it. And that's sort of the people that are in the dream team now, because Mark has retired. And yeah, we were just all, he's just curated this
It
lovely
has.
little group of people.
And it
Yeah.
has. And we will speak more of the dream team soon, because that's something
Yeah.
that's happening very, very soon. Because yeah, it's Portsmouth Comic Con where I first met you, and I saw you as a fantastic bell there many
Oh,
years ago.
thank
And
you.
yeah, you're back this year as Wonder Woman as well. I've got multiple guests on this show, I feel, today. I'm speaking with different people, and another character that you will be revealing a little bit later on, as you said as well. But so why Belle? Why Belle especially for you?
Well, as a kid, she was the one that I related to the most, just that, like, looks wise, had brown hair, but I loved reading as a kid. I think it's just always up later than I should have been, just reading books. I was always ahead of where I should have been reading wise. And yeah, just absolutely devoured books, something that was encouraged by my grandparents, my granddads especially. So that was lovely. My granddad always gets everyone a book. Some of them are still in my collection here. Actually, he got me this Beauty and the Beast one. It's a retelling one.
Very nice. Now tell
So
me, are either
yeah.
of your granddads called Maurice?
They are not, no.
Oh, that would just be the perfect link there, wouldn't it? That'd be fantastic. But it's great how you've kept on to that, and it's become part of your life. But not just as you say, you had the dress, so I thought I'll just do that one day. You've become the character in a way. I know you do these wonderful video messages, and you do charity events, and you just bring a lot of joy to people's life, much like Belle.
Thank
I'm
you.
biased, but Belle is my favorite
Yes, I know
Disney
she
princess.
is.
Gaston, I don't really see Gaston as a villain. I like him quite a bit,
See,
Gaston.
I think he's just one of the scarier villains, because he's most like someone you
Could
could
be.
meet in real life.
Oh, okay, we're gonna get
So
deep
that's
now.
why I think he's actually, yeah.
Yeah,
So I
see.
think Gaston, Frollo, and like Hans, they're the most realistic.
Getting
And
deep with Disney now as
yeah,
well, so that's
I
fantastic.
know.
No, but we will get to Wonder Woman as well in a moment, because you do have another
Yes,
fantastic
of course.
Wonder Woman costume, and we will talk about which characters will be coming along to Portsmouth Comic Con this year. Because yeah, that's the 3rd and the 4th of June. It is just around the corner, and it's always nice to see you, because you're working hard pretty much all weekend. You don't seem to stop. So what is it that you love so much about Portsmouth Comic Con?
Well, it was my first one. So yeah, my first one, it was last year, and it was the loveliest atmosphere. It's just a whole group of people just doing what they love and you know, maybe getting a side of themselves out they might not always show, or not, certainly not to that extent anyway. It's just the full celebration of that. And everyone's just so lovely because everyone's being really creative about each other's costumes. Like, you look amazing. It's just compliments
There are
thrown
that.
around all weekend.
That's what I do love
Yeah,
about
just
people
like, you
that
look amazing. That's great.
that's
I
it.
love that.
And there's
Yeah.
sometimes
And
a
it's just
character
the
that
nicest.
you wouldn't sort of normally recognize, and there'd be a character that you say, "Oh, I can't believe you're
Yeah.
dressed as my favorite character." Because a lot of people will go with something quite niche sometimes. But that's what I
Yeah.
love about I took my youngest niece of Steel to her first anime con a few years ago. And I didn't at the
Yeah.
time know much about anime, but she dressed as a character that I didn't know at all. But as soon as she
Yeah.
turned up, she was very nervous, like you may have been the first time you went out in public, but people complimented her straight away and saying, "You look just
Yeah.
like that character." And
Yeah.
she gained a smile and some confidence, possibly like what happened to you when you first went out as Belle.
Yeah.
How do you sort of get into that Belle mindset? There's obviously the dress helps, but how do you
The
pluck
dress.
up that courage?
I listen to Disney songs while I'm getting ready and
Okay,
sing
that
along.
helps.
And yeah, just get into a bit of silliness. And like I say, the dress helps, and just the minute you get that little look, the little like wonderment look in little kiddies' eyes, or quite often the mums as well now, because
Yeah, because
it's
you
my
were,
favorite.
and that's I think Belle is a lot of people's favorite, which is a great touch. But
Yeah.
yeah, you were busy all weekend with selfies and photographs and on the main stage as well at the con, because there are so many events that I
Yeah.
covered on the previous event. But what are you going to be doing there this weekend?
So same again with the we're presenting the parades.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to be presenting the under 12s again, and some of the rest of the dream team are going to be presenting the adults. Well, we're going to be all working together. We've got some guest judges as well, which will be nice.
It's going to be.
Ollie is running a panel on Saturday morning about starting your cosplays and
Wonderful.
sort of designing, getting ideas and things together. And then the group of us are going to do a panel on the Sunday as well, just about, you know, general getting into cosplay,
Well, that's what I
and just
think.
starting out.
That's a good thing about cons is there are always something going on, and panels especially, because it's nice to
Yeah.
sort of meet somebody at a con and say, "Look, I don't know too much about the sewing, the stitching, the getting into
Yeah.
cosplaying." There's a lot of panels happening there this year, so that's going to be a good one for people to attend, to go to. I've
Yeah.
found out recently that I'm attending a podcast panel of getting into podcasting, so
You're very busy on the day,
that's
aren't you?
it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I normally get all my steps in for the day done by about 10 o'clock at these Comic Cons. But
Yeah.
this year, yeah, getting a bit more behind the scenes and host being on that
Yeah.
panel and doing the geeky quiz as well.
Quiz.
I'm looking forward to that. Now, there are prizes as well. So if you are about, you may be helping me give out the prizes to people if need
Oh,
be.
I'd
But
be delighted to help.
it's going to be a fun weekend. And I love it because I've mentioned this before. It's a local con. I don't have to travel far to get to it, and it's very organic. It's natural. It's a con that goes back to its roots. And as you
Yeah.
said, it's for all ages and all families, and everyone there is just very inclusive and it's
Yeah.
very welcoming. There are some other cons that aren't always as friendly, and there's sometimes issues with lots of things. But right now, over the years, Portsmouth Comic Con has really they've latched onto something. And it's only going to get bigger and bigger over the next few years. And now that Dream Team are involved, tell me more about Dream Team. What's all this about?
I don't know. What do you want to know? I just adore them. I could just waffle on about how
Then
lush they
waffle
all
away.
are.
Let's talk about how lush Dream Team is.
Oh, they're just, as I say, Mark had just sort of curated the loveliest little core group of people, and we've added a few more along the way. Yeah, we've just, like I say, we've got the same sort of core values. We're all quite similar, and they are like, we're a little bit shy, a little bit geeky, but very passionate. A lot of them are teachers as well, which means they're brilliant with kids. And we're all very much into like promoting children's like mindset. like a positive mindset for children. To think, we want it to be, want children to recognize their own sort of like powers and
Wonderful, yeah, and their own potential. I love that. Yeah, because
and
you're again,
exactly.
you're a bunch of geeky cosplayers, and you sort of you're covering the whole board of DC, Marvel, and Disney, and Star Wars. It's all going off, and for the last
All
few
in there,
days, you've been touring around Portsmouth in some very surreal photographs and videos that have been shared online. I think my favorite one
Oh,
was
it's been so funny.
it's been great because not only are you're advertising Dream Team, but also the con and Portsmouth at the same time. So it's all seen. I think there was a picture of you're queuing up to get on a bus, and you were just advertising how people can travel to the con on the day. But to see all these cosplayers lined up getting onto a bus was fantastic. What were some of those interactions like whilst you were out and about around Portsmouth?
Positive. So bless her, there was Amy from Love to Doodle. She was actually on her bus home, so she's just minding her business on her commute, and then there's us a lot like, oh hi, and I was like, oh hello, I know you. So that was good. So she didn't mind. She was like, yeah, one of the more random journeys home I've ever had. So we got the bus, and then just in the traffic while we're sort of all stood on the bus, as people in their cars, like
Classic double take.
just sort of double taking it.
I know it's been a stressful day, but did I really just see Belle going down North End sort of thing? Yeah, that's fine. But you also went
With
to
Iron Man waving out
Iron Man
the
was that fantastic Iron Man suit as well. That's what I love about again your dress, but everybody
incredible
else's
form.
costumes. They are even to the light up on the palm. I can remember this fantastic dedication to the quality of detail, which is what I'm looking forward to. There's going to be lots of selfies from me next weekend as well because I'm looking forward to that. But you also went to the cinema and all just went up down there for that, and the Queen's Hotel that I saw some pictures of today. That
Yeah,
was very
that was
posh.
yesterday.
That was
Oh,
some
it was lovely.
fantastic
It's
pictures.
beautiful there, isn't it?
It's
And I put on
I've.
stories. Should
I did. I saw them, but I mean,
I be Wonder Woman or Belle? Yeah, I was
I
like,
was
has
like,
to be Belle with
it has to, for that
that
location, it had to be Belle.
location.
And I mentioned that, I mean, yeah, many, many years ago, my sister's wedding, and that's where they had the wedding reception. And I can remember at the time, what I was most excited about was that I believe the episode is called Mr. Bean in Room 246, because an episode of Mr. Bean was filmed, two were filmed in Portsmouth. One at the Funfair and one at the Queen's Hotel where you were.
The Funfair one me and my brother were obsessed with.
It was quite a bizarre episode, and for the right reasons, you don't see that one aired too much these days. The people that know why. But he did stay at the Queen's Hotel in a very, not very hospitable room with no window, and it was very cramped. Funnily enough, that room doesn't exist. It was a set. But I was very upset when I booked the hotel room for my sister's wedding. I was like, can I have the same room that Mr. Bean stayed in, please? And I was like, actually, doesn't exist. I was like, no, a little bit heartbroken. Thanks for ruining my special day, even though it's my sister's special day. But it was, yeah, some fantastic pictures you took there as well as Belle. And I think you made that moment, very magical, like you do with your interactions with children at the con. And I know you've done some charity visits to places as well as Belle and Wonder Woman. What's that like for you? That must be quite magical.
Oh, I love it. Any chance to make a bit of a difference, and we're having fun as well. And just all these people at charities work very, very hard, so they deserve any sort of support they can get, really. And if it means turning up in a frock and making some magic, then so be it. And
That's it, and I like
I
that. I
just think
mean,
I try and, I live my life trying to look for little moments of magic, and if I can be that for someone, then fantastic.
perfect way to be. I mean, yeah, as I've shared online over the years, it is the importance of positivity. We can't always find it sometimes. Sometimes we have to dig a little bit deeper. But I'm sure, seeing Belle or Wonder Woman or a stormtrooper coming down the corridor and meeting you by surprise one day, it's gonna turn your day around a little bit. And that's why I think at a Comic-Con, you expect to see some people in cosplay. But I think what's so important about what the Dream Team do is that you're a group. You know how to interact with members of the public. You know how to interact with children and families and
Yeah.
make the shy ones, including the grown-ups, come out of their character a bit and come out of
Yeah.
their shell and make the moment more fun. So you are all doing very important work. So what can people expect from Dream Team at Comic-Con? Are there going to be everyone walking around and taking pictures? What's happening?
Yeah, well, we're going to be sort of taking it in turns to man the desk because we've obviously got the sign-up sheet to look after. So if you want to show off your cosplay and join the parade, you need to come and find us to sign up. We're at the top of those main stairs, so we're
Yes,
very easy to find.
you are.
That's going to be great. We've had to limit it to 50 this year because last year more and more people just kept joining the queue, which is
It's
wonderful.
great.
But we have a time limit, so we had to sort of, we said, right, 50 this year. We've got because we've only got an hour.
Yes.
But what was lovely about last year was people that had been like, oh no, I can't sign up, I can't do that. They saw other people do it and thought, oh, go on, I will, and then just jumped in.
It was that I think a lot of people sort of see other people doing it. A lot of people would go there dressed as their favorite characters and then think, well, actually, I've worked hard on this. I want to go and show it off some more. And yeah, that queue for the stage last year and the
It was
applause
insane,
that
wasn't
some
it?
characters were getting, some characters that I hadn't heard of before and some that I recognized. There was a lot of passion there. And the cosplay parade is it's often one of the many highlights of the weekend. And those Guildhall steps fill up fast. So what time's the parade this year?
I think it's at 1 o'clock and three off the top of my head, but
Three as
I
well.
might be
Okay.
wrong.
Okay. You have but
Double
that
check.
I will make sure we get the facts right for that. But it was great just seeing so many different saw quite a few Batmen. Not enough Supermen as always, but hoping to see a few more this year. There was a What I there was a Doc Ock from Spider-Man last year, which was just a
That was
sh it
incredible.
was to see that handmade was just immense. And they were fantastic Batman, like I say, Batman, there were some Disney villains as well. But it was more what I was really impressed to see. There was a few Dennis the Menaces. Now I grew up with the Beano. So to see a Dennis the Menace at a Comic-Con for me was like a huge geek out moment. And it was like Dennis the Menace still is a huge part of my life. So to see someone there in cosplay was brilliant. But yeah, that cosplay parade is a busy event and it's going to be a fun one. Sort of, I
Oh,
can
excited.
get to those steps, get your snacks, settle down and watch everyone come on the
Yeah.
stage and have a fun time. It's the poses that I love. Everyone has to strike a pose to make sure that photograph
Yeah.
is extra special. That was fun.
Yeah.
So what are some of
Is
your When there's sort of, I know there's it's tough to choose a particular highlight, but what have been some of your favorite interactions with members of the public, Amy?
So I remember doing an event with debutantes and a little girl turned up. She didn't know there was going to be a princess at this event. She's walking along, chatting to her mum. She looks up, stops in her tracks and goes, "Mummy, I need a wee." She ran off and her mum told me later, she was in the toilet like, "Oh, Mummy, I didn't curtsy." And then I know.
That's the
And then
sort
she
of, you
came
know,
back
yeah.
out. I didn't know that at the time, but I remember her coming out and just giving me the most beautiful, deep curtsy. And I just don't know where kids learn this stuff. And that
See,
was very sweet.
they knew their Disney.
Another time, just out on the steps doing some, it was after the scavenger hunt, a promo event for Comic-Con. We're all having a group photo done on the steps at the end, and normally it's Spider-Man gets all the attention,
Yeah.
and it's all posing for our pictures. And then little family walk by, and little girl just screams, "Wonder Woman!" at the
Yes.
top of her voice. Come here, have a picture.
See, we like that. I mean, yes, I am quite DC biased, but it is great to see Wonder Woman getting a lot of attention at these cons. Now, Wonder
Whole
Woman
girls
is,
club.
it is. And now here's the thing. Now, I almost like Wonder Woman more than Superman, just almost, as I'm saying. I mean, there's not enough Wonder Woman merch out there or people in Wonder Woman gear, but I'm seeing them more at cons. And over the last few years, with the success of the Wonder Woman TV shows, over the next few months, there's a lot more Wonder Woman comics coming out, which I'm really excited to get into. So how long did it take from you to blend in from Belle into Wonder Woman? Because they're two, well, they're both very strong characters, but they're very different. How did that happen, that transition?
I think Mark suggested it, said you'd make a great Wonder Woman. And I was like, don't be silly. I'm not going out in a costume that skimpy, for want of a better word. And he went, no, you'd be good. And then obviously got invited to Comic-Con and I thought, oh, I better do something else, hadn't I? And I really liked the Wonder Woman film, obviously. I just remember seeing, I mean, well, it was a screenshot of someone's Twitter tweet. Saying, oh my God, I've just seen Wonder Woman. I understand why men get their audacity or something, or why men feel so good all the time. Like, I've just watched Wonder Woman and feel like I could kick a door down. Something like
I
that.
know
And
that
then,
tweet. I know that tweet. I think it's the moment when
I've
it's
hashed it up, but you know
no,
what I'm
no. But
like.
it's I think it was to do with the scene from No Man's Land when she goes up the steps and goes over the trench and walks through the battlefield. I'm thinking, yeah, okay. I'm getting goose pimples now thinking about
Trying
that
to
scene.
find it, yeah.
But
I can't find that tweet.
I will try and find it. But it
Oh, can
was
you
a
find it,
powerful
please?
scene, and I was like, yeah. It was like,
Yeah.
okay. And that for me was like, wow. That is a fantastic interpretation of the power of Wonder Woman and what she's about. It was that moment
Yeah.
of the fight was happening and nobody else was going forward, and it needed someone needed to step up. And she literally did step up and go over the barricade. And it was like that bullets ricocheting off her gauntlets and off her cuffs. I was like,
Yeah.
this is a powerful character. So I can see why you were inspired. And then you
Yeah.
made that wonderful suit. Tell me about that suit. How hard was that? Must have been tricky.
Yeah, I watched a lot of, I mean, thank goodness for YouTube these days and for people being kind enough to share their methods and things. So I watched a few and I just sort of picked and chose a little bit. So obviously I've got all the Dream Team gang as well to ask advice
Good.
and things like that. I mean, I like being creative as well. I come from quite a kooky creative family as well.
Helps.
And yeah, just it was one of those projects as well. Once I started, you just get absorbed in something and it all flows really easily. And I think that's when you know you're onto something good as well.
Yeah, you get that hyper focus. You just think right now, starting to take shape, that first little stitch or that first little piece that is part of the costume. You think, oh, okay, now I know how this will look with the boots or with anything else. And it's a very accurate costume. So I'm torn to think if because your Belle dress is fantastic, but that Wonder Woman outfit as well. So, but also you pulled out of the bag last year a provincial Belle. So sort of with the basket. That was a very nice touch.
Oh, thank
So, how often does that one come out?
you. I sometimes bring her up for more sort of casual events, and it's a comfy one to wear as well.
It's a
So,
bit different. Yeah, it's a bit lighter, I would
yeah,
have thought.
if it's going to be a longer day. But obviously, if it's a charity event and things, that needs full ball gown.
Of course.
Actually,
How heavy is that? Is the full dress? It looks it.
it's not too bad. No. It sometimes you get it's people go, oh, aren't you cold? But it's a bit of a microclimate underneath the hoop because there's a lot going on. I'm
It's all
like,
going on, yeah.
no. Yeah. I keep adding layers to the hoop as well, so it just gets bigger.
What I liked about the basket is that sometimes you would add different books to it, which is a nice little touch. So if you were sort of doing sort of a certain a themed event, you would make sure that the books match the day, which was, again, it's attention to detail with things like that, which make interactions more exciting. So
And
now,
sometimes there's a bar machine in there as well. That's quite fun.
really, that is fun as well. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, it's that for pride.
So I did get the download, as it was. You told me about another character that is appearing at this year's Comic-Con, which is an exclusive, and I'm very happy to share that news. So please, if you could, who else are you appearing as this year at Comic-Con?
Well, I've actually got two new costumes. So
Two, okay.
Saturday, obviously,
Saturday.
villains one, but that will be a surprise for Comic-Con. But Sunday, my new
Okay.
character, should be a little visual clue for those watching on YouTube.
See,
Ooh,
who could it
that's
be?
cool.
Put your comments down below. I did guess earlier on and I was completely wrong. I was excited, but I was ex more excited when I found out who it was going to be. So, yes, who? I feel like
The
stars in their eyes
one
now. Who?
that
Who are you going to be, Amy? Who are you going
I'm going to be Esmeralda
to be?
from The
See,
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
which is another of that era. What I love about that is kids are going to know the character, but the mums and the dads are going to be like, okay, I love this film. It doesn't get enough
Yeah.
love. Well done for bringing
No,
it
it
back.
doesn't.
Now, is this, I think I've
Yeah.
heard
But
rumors
they're
of this.
remaking when it aren't.
That's what's going to ask. They're going to do a remake of it. I don't know
Yeah.
if it's going to be live action. As we're speaking today, it is Friday, the 26th, and The Little Mermaid is out now. Have you seen it yet? Are you going to go and see it?
No, not yet. I am going to see it. But me and my cousin, we always go and see the Disneys together because obviously
Ah,
we grew up together
yes.
watching these. But adulting is currently getting in the way, and our schedules are not matching up,
That's
which is a shame.
not very
But
Disney. Get that fixed as soon
I
as
think
possible.
she's gonna have to phone in sick to work or something so we can go together.
Hopefully nobody's listening to the podcast. It'll be fine. We've not mentioned names. It's all right. It's fine. But a remake of The Hunchback of Notre Dame would be amazing. And I mean, and it could work. It could really work. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Esmeralda. And so there's going to be a villain as well on the Saturday.
Villain on
Oh,
Saturday, yes. I was
oh.
actually scared to announce because I wasn't sure I was going to get it finished and pull it off, but
You have?
we're gonna.
See, that's just,
It's
yeah,
not
that,
finished,
okay, but that
but
adds to the
it's
adrenaline.
gonna be. Yeah.
You've got 7 days. You'll be fine. You'll be
Yeah, but I'm
fine.
away for three of those with work.
Okay, so maybe not. So put a few all-nighters. Now, talking about work, we did mention this earlier on. Love seeing the cosplay things on your Instagram and everything that you get up to, and the motivational posts and the little quotes that we get every now and again as well. But every now and again in your stories, I'll get it will say, "Where am I today?" And there's a picture of a gorgeous palm tree or a beach or somewhere exotic. And I'm thinking, how many holidays does this princess get? But
Oh, I wish.
it's work related. So yes,
It is work.
you travel around the world for work, which is very exciting.
Yes, I'm cabin crew.
Which is, it's
And
a
yeah,
again,
I love
it's a
it.
it, but it's a job where you have to literally think on your feet because you're standing up all day, but you're
Absolutely.
interacting with lots of different people of all ages. And sometimes you might never meet this person again, but they will remember you, much like life as a cosplayer. You have to be on your top form all
It
the
is. Well,
time.
I put on a uniform, which is a kind of costume. So,
That's
and
why
I
you're looking a bit
wear
different.
my, yeah, and I wear my hair and my makeup differently to how I do at home on my days off. So it is like a bit of
Well,
a my work
that's more like
space.
Wonder
So,
Woman. See, that is more like,
yeah.
that's that secret ulterior motives. Love it. So yeah, and yeah, so busy life for you doing that, and takes you away from the cosplay for sure. But how do
Yep.
you relax as that part of your job? Because I mean, you go from place to place. How much time do you sort of downtime do you get in between flights back?
It varies. So you get at least 24 hours most
Okay.
places, unless it's Europe, slightly shorter.
Hmm.
Sometimes you get one night down route, some days you get a couple. Occasionally it's three. If you do a Singapore Sydney, that's our longest trip. You're away for a week.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
I think that was my
But I'm used to,
longest.
I've done it for a long time.
That's it. I mean, my longest flight I ever did was many years ago as I went to Malaysia. And that was non-stop. So that was a long flight. I'm not a good flyer. I don't get nervous, but I
No.
can't sleep. So I ended
Yeah.
up just like watching films or reading a book. But I can remember that was a long old flight. So how, I mean, you probably
It
had
is
all,
longer on the way home, usually.
probably is because you don't want to come back sometimes. So it feels longer. What's been some of your, you probably asked this, I've been asked this a lot, but some of your favorite memories from work in the sky?
Well, I've been doing the job over 10 years, and I'm still not bored of looking out of aeroplane windows. I could do that forever, I
Yeah.
think. I've seen the Northern Lights, some of them up there, which is, yeah, beautiful. I've been called into the flight deck before, and the captain said, "Look at this." And there was a storm ahead, but below us, and you could
Okay.
see the lightning coming down, hitting the sea, and bouncing back up. That was pretty cool. Flying around thunderstorms and seeing the clouds all light up with all the electricity inside. That's amazing. So, yeah, Mother Nature at her finest.
Of course.
And then just the people, because, you know, cabin crew are mainly employed because they're nice.
Yeah, it does help.
So everyone's friendly. Yeah. Some of the funniest people I've ever met. So we just have a good laugh because we know that our life is a bit crazy. It's not normal.
No.
But yeah, love it. So yeah, we have a good laugh and obviously great interactions with passengers. Some not so great, but mainly good.
That's it.
Yeah, a
It's
few
kind
celebrities on board that have been fun.
oh, yeah. So are you sort of are you at the front? Are you in the first class part? Are you all up and down the whole plane? Whereabouts are you located? Or does it always change?
It always changes. I am first class trained, so if there is only they don't all not everyone is. So if there's only a certain number of you rostered on, then obviously I have to do it. But it is my favorite cabin to work in. I like being the galley operator, so you're like the chef on board.
Oh, I
Literally
like
use the
that's a
word
good way.
chef,
But I was
but
going to
you
ask, what
literally
does that? So you're in charge of sort of you're in
yeah.
charge of
So I get
everybody,
to,
in charge of all as
yeah,
such,
I'm in
is that?
charge of all the food going out. Yeah, and you get to be a bit creative because we can't. It's quite a structured job. It's, this
Mm.
happens this way. Whereas in first class, you get the opportunity to be a little bit creative. So you can plate the meals up and make them look a bit extra fancy. I've written "Happy
Oh.
Birthday" in melted chocolate on plates. I mean, nothing like the proper chefs do, but you know, people appreciate it. It's
Yeah, but
fun. I've tried to draw aeroplanes on top of coffees.
you're doing it in the sky. So that's more, you know, that's more difficult.
True. I give myself more credit. yeah, but also that way, when you're the galley operator, you're in charge of making sure the crew get fed as well.
Good.
And I like making sure everyone's looked after.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. So, I mean, there's going to be sort of quite exquisite food up there in first class. What's been some of your favorite work meals? They're probably a lot different than mine, but what were some of your favorite work meals out there?
Favorite work meals. Don't know, that's a really tricky question. There's a lobster mac and cheese that was pretty good.
Okay, sold already.
Yeah,
See,
there's a
I'm.
lovely lamb shank a while ago on there, and it was a proper with the bone in. I
Everything,
took it
goodness
out on the
me.
plate and it was
See,
quite the sight.
I'm quite easily pleased on flights. I like that circular biscuit that you get that's got sticky stuff in the middle. I think it's just like a caramel biscuit. If I get one of those and a bag of peanuts, I'm very, very happy. So to get lamb shank or lobster mac and cheese would be incredible. Maybe one day I'll save
And
up and go
very
first
good
class.
curries out of Heathrow, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll have a chat, see what I can do. Yeah, really good curries out of first class. Out of Heathrow, sorry, not just in first class. They do a
Okay, noted.
Thai red curry sometimes. It's, so
Now,
there
I
you
was
go,
watching a
curries.
program, as I always fall down YouTube rabbit holes, talking about how there's so much, not a lot of room on a plane, but you've got, because sometimes you're flying for many, many hours, so you have to take a nap, as it were. Do you have one? Have you been in those little bunks?
Yeah, we have bunks
I love
on some of
those.
the aircraft.
Some of the, yeah.
Yeah, we love them too. There is some aircraft that don't have bunks, and we have to. So if there's a curtain pulled, there might be a cabin crew member hiding behind there trying to have a snooze,
Oh,
but
doing a
it's
little
always a bit
sleep.
chilly by the doors, and the seats aren't the comfiest.
But they do look very like cozy. They look like those Japanese pod hotels that you get.
Yeah, they
But
are.
it, you know, just go in there for a little nap or so, just to sort of take a little 5 minutes off your trip. But yeah, that looks fun. I think it might be a bit too late in the game for me to become an air steward, but I'll see if there's a
Too late.
see. Never see more positivity coming from you, Amy. I love that. So was is that something that you always wanted to get into? Was that a plan of yours to become working in the
Not
sky?
really. It's funny because my cousin, who my little Disney buddy that I mentioned earlier, she always did want to do it and she didn't. And then I was always quite scruffy, never had my hair brushed properly, wasn't into hair and makeup and things, and obviously expected to be fairly glamorous, or you were changing a bit now. And then, yeah, I literally saw the job advertised in the paper for my previous airline, and it had the list of the qualifications you needed, and I ticked all the boxes and thought, sounds like a laugh. So I gave it a go, and yeah, here I am over 10 years later, still doing it, and it is a laugh. I love
Good.
it. It's
You're
hard work sometimes,
I
but
bet. I bet.
it just is. Yeah, I always wanted to travel though. That was something that was definitely on my list of things. I didn't know how I was going to do it, and this has been a brilliant way to do it because
Wonderful.
I've gone places I certainly wouldn't have gone otherwise, and had experiences I wouldn't have done. Like I've been to the Great Wall of China in the snow. Probably wouldn't have been on my list of things to do otherwise.
No. See, oh, see, I oh, many, many years ago, I traveled to China with a friend. And visited the Great Wall. Didn't think it would be that amazing. I was younger and not as wise as I maybe am now, but I loved it. I loved that moment of seeing it. And it was snowing when I went as well. And we went out the night before and drank quite a fair bit of rice wine. And the next day, I had a dreadful hangover. Our tour guide took us to the wall and he was like, there's a saying that I think that's written on one of the, when you get to the top, and it says, essentially says, only real men take the stairs because it's right by the ski lift. And he was like, so are you going to take the ski lift or are you going to take the stairs? I was like, well, I kind of have to take the stairs now. And it was quite eventful in the snow and the ice. My friend that I went with, he was a lot more physical and fit and not scared of heights. I was grabbing onto the pole in a duffel coat, looking like a very scared Paddington bear, trying to get up these stairs. But yeah, it was a wonderful sight. And I said, that's what you happens when you travel, is you see new things and try new experiences. So how many stamps have you got in your passport?
Well, it would be loads, but because we're crew, we don't get them always because
Okay.
otherwise our passport would fill up too quickly.
Of course.
So, yeah, so we're in, if you go to America, we get given a little sheet of paper that's stapled into our passport and they stamp that with litter stamps rather than like the big round
Oh.
ones.
I'd
I know.
want
Sometimes you
all the
can ask, like,
stamps.
can I have a stamp?
Just
Yeah.
quick, just give me
Sometimes they'll
just
be
a secret one for me on the side. Love that.
like,
So
yeah.
back to Portsmouth Comic Con, as I say, that is happening in a few days' time. Why do you think this con would be the perfect con for somebody that is their first time visiting?
Well, it was for me. I think 'cause it's a family, like they a family orientated one, which I think isn't always the case. So I think they do cater for everyone. The team that run it are very, very passionate, and they are quite geeky themselves, so they get it and they know what they would want from an experience. I don't really know how they're fitting in everything they are this year. There's just announcement after announcement after announcement coming off of their social pages at the moment. Yeah, it's wild. So yeah, I think there's just going to be whatever sets your little geek heart on fire, there is going to be something there to satisfy you.
And as I said, that's the perfect way of putting it. There is
Yeah.
something for everyone. As I said, over the last couple of years, they've had a lot of events and a lot of guests, artists, and celebrities. But yeah, I've got notifications set. So every time that they post, I get a little notification on what now? What's coming out next? And there is so much, even from just queuing up at the entry point, there's something to do, interact with, or see happen. But then the panels and the events and the cosplay and the games, even I think one of the most exciting posts that I saw come out over the last few days was they announced what food was going to be there. And I was like, wow, there's some really tasty food. I'm going to be too excited and
Exciting,
not going to want to
exciting.
leave. There's so much going on.
I know. I just don't know where they're going to fit it all, to be honest, but they're confident that it is going to.
It is.
But
I
I'm excited
mean,
to see it all.
like Doctor Who's TARDIS, there's lots of Doctor Who
Yep.
things happening there this year.
There is.
They
Yeah.
get it all in. They manage to squeeze it all in and it not be too clustered, which is,
Yeah. A lot of Doctor Who and dinosaurs this year, isn't there?
I like that. So
What a combo.
I'm not a huge fan of Doctor Who. I mean, I know of it. I know some of the characters. Jon Pertwee, for example, as a kid, it's a bit of a niche character, but I loved Wurzel Gummidge.
Oh,
And it's a name that not many people know these days because
I know Gummidge, yeah.
it was quite a traumatic show as a kid. I've gone back and watched a few episodes. For those that don't know who Wurzel Gummidge is, he's a scarecrow that comes to life and takes his head off and put other heads on and becomes a different character. As a
Right.
concept, it was genius, but I love the show, and I became quite obsessed with it because in the UK they had Wurzel Gummidge, but then they did a spin-off where he went to New Zealand. It was Wurzel Gummidge Down Under, and it was just a fantastic show. But John Pertwee, one of many people's favourite Doctor Who's, was in that. But the dinosaurs, I can't wait to see this Jurassic Park stuff. And if you can't tell, Amy, I'm a bit of a DC Comics fan.
Are
Name gives it
you?
away,
Oh,
but
I've
yeah,
no idea.
they've got the Batmobile. They've got the Batmobile going to be there, and that features a lot in the Flash movie, which comes out in a couple of weeks. So I'm very excited to get up close and
Scary.
personal with that. I think if you are, is Wonder Woman going to make an appearance this weekend as well, maybe, or?
I don't think so. I mean, oh, I could possibly make it work.
Yeah,
Maybe
because
I'll
I'm.
take.
I think if you could just for like
Maybe
that
not
one
Phoenix
photograph with the Batmobile,
Marvel.
and I'm sure Wonder Woman could possibly sweet talk the owner into you getting in it for a photograph. I mean, I'm going to try and charm my way into this, so I'm sure you'll be able to do it more than me. But it's
Oh, I'm doing setup on Friday.
really okay. I'm going to try and
Yeah,
get
so
there.
maybe I'll have to go in costume.
Well done. Get in there early. Get it going on. Because yeah, there's so much to see and do. There's going to be lots. I've got a list of things that I need to see, and artists and creators that I want to talk to and interview. And then, yeah, I've got the panel, got the quiz, got the cosplay. It's how they get it all into 2 days, I don't know. So what I'd like to know is, how are you going to spend the Monday after the con? I hope you're not working.
I'm not working, no, that day, luckily.
Yeah, I'm thinking just how do you relax when you're
Yeah.
not flying around the world or being a Disney princess or a DC superhero?
I like sea swims. Now it's warmed up a bit, especially.
Okay.
Yeah, just getting in nature, walks in nature. I'll probably have a lie-in that day.
I think so.
Yeah, eat something delicious, treat myself, maybe take myself out for lunch or something.
It's going to be
And then probably spend all day on Instagram reposting pictures and
That's the thing. That's what I like. I'll be doing a special wrap-up episode of the podcast. I'm still talking about the con and interviewing yourself and other members of the Dream Team and everyone that's there, because everyone has something different that they love about Portsmouth Comic Con and cosplaying and events like this. So it's going to be an amazing time. And speaking with you today has made me more excited for this event. It's going to be
Thank
fun.
you.
So
It is going to be.
I won't take up too much of your time today because you've been a perfect guest and ambassador for Portsmouth Comic Con. But what words of encouragement would you give to somebody that was thinking about stepping into the world of cosplay and stepping out of comfort zones?
Would say always just start because your life does begin on the other side of your comfort zone. I wasn't the most confident and the thought a couple of years ago of me being up on a stage with a microphone was just no, absolutely never in a million years. And I did it, and it was, well, hopefully it went well. I thought it did. And yeah, my life is just completely different since I started doing cosplay. I've had the most wonderful experiences and interactions with people. And I think just once you start being sort of true to yourself and find those things that you love that light you up, your tribe will find you.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, you won't, even if you were alone in it or feel alone in it to start with, you won't be for long.
Perfect words. Perfect words from a Disney princess or an Amazonian, I must say. So that's wonderful. Amy, where can people follow your adventures online and where can people find out more about the Dream Team?
Instagram probably the best. Instagram and Facebook we're on, so I'm at Princess and the Sea, all one word, and Dream Team Portsmouth, again, all one word, all lowercase, all that jazz. And yeah, we post stories, we could do lives when we can, when we're all together. that's where to find us and what we're up to.
Wonderful. I will post links down below where everybody can find you and follow you. There's going to be I'm going to try and get as many selfies with all of you next weekend for some. I'm bringing props as well this year. I've got props to bring with me, so that's going to be fun. But Amy, Princess in the Sea, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the podcast of Still, and hopefully everybody can come and find you this coming weekend at the ports of Comic-Con and see the amazing work that you all do.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely.
My pleasure. We'll see you soon, Amy. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that was episode 6 of the podcast of Steel. Amy / Princess and the Sea, thank you so much for joining me to talk all about Portsmouth Comic Con and Dream Team Portsmouth. Portsmouth Comic Con, as I said, it's literally days away, and I am so excited for this con, to attend, to help, to promote this wonderful Comic Con, and to just be at one of my favourite places, which is Portsmouth Comic Con. I've been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. All the links for Amy's social media and for Dream Team Portsmouth, and for the Portsmouth Comic Con website, are in this podcast description. So please go and check out all those pages. If you liked this episode, please like, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. And I will be back very soon with a brand new episode of the podcast of Steel.